John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
All right, we have some wild breaking news that only confirms our deepest, darkest suspicions. I urge everybody watching this video and beyond to never ever do one thing in regards to the execution of Alex Preti and Renee Nicole Good. Never ever forget. Never forget what this administration has done over the past year, but especially their actions in the hours following Renee Nicole Good's execution. We never should forget about that. Because if that were any of us, if that were you or me or your parents or my cousins, they would have done the same thing, gone on the news, and then justified our executions by finding some crazy things that we did years ago. Like, they'd be like, Adam used to get stoned in high school, therefore he was a domestic terrorist thug who shouldn't have been on the streets recording our ICE agents. They would find something that you posted online in 2013 and use that as a justification for our executions. This administration is disgusting, and one more time I urge you to never forget what they did. Never forget this story that just broke coming out of the New York Times, that prosecutors actually began investigating Renee Good's killing, but Washington told them to stop. I'm going to list a few key names that need to be extra held accountable once this is all over. Of course, the Donald Trump of it all, of course. But Stephen Miller's rhetoric, language, and actions surrounding this means he needs to be held extra accountable. He needs to be drug in front of a court. Kristi Noem's actions are inexcusable. One more name that is now added to the list is Kash Patel. Now, of course, there's other people we could talk about, Greg Bovino, but Kash Patel, right after Renee Nicole Good was executed, signed a letter asking investigators to stop investigating it. They had a warrant to go collect evidence on the crime scene, the scene of the crime, try to get, you know, the bullet casings, the glass that was in the window. The administration told them not to even check it out. This is a cover-up that happens in authoritarian countries. This is what happens when a state killing happens in Russia or North Korea and they don't want there to be any evidence whatsoever. This reads, federal prosecutors had a warrant to collect evidence from Ms. Good's vehicle, but the Trump administration leaders said to drop it. About a dozen prosecutors have departed, leaving the Minnesota U.S. Attorney's Office in turmoil. And you know, once this story came out, a lot of things clicked for me. A lot of stories over the past few weeks clicked. I mean, I could have reasonably assumed why this happened. But remember about a month ago, on January 13th, when we learned that a mass exodus had hit the DOJ's Civil Rights Division. So the division that is supposed to investigate the violation of civil rights had all of their top people resign. Now, people knew that this was because of the cover-up of Renee Nicole Good, but we didn't actually know what was going down behind the scenes. Now we do. They were spiking the investigation, as we'll get to in just one moment. So a few weeks ago, several career prosecutors in the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division announced they are leaving shortly after they learned there would be no civil rights probe into the fatal shooting of a Minneapolis woman. But it's even worse than that. We find out now that they are leaving because there was a probe, there was a federal investigation that was spiked by this administration. Really quickly, make sure you drop a like on this video if you want to boost our pro-democracy message. Make sure you are subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed. We are going to continue to punch back against MAGA media, and we are going to win when the midterms come. As a quick aside, you know what was wild to me? This morning, I was trying to figure out if I wanted to make a video on the Epstein cover-up, which we did earlier, or Donald Trump's health cover-up, or the economic cover-up, but then two new cover-up stories dropped. How many things is this administration going to cover up? So while I was about to make a video about Renee Nicole Good's murder being covered up, after I made a video about the Epstein cover-up and other cover-ups, I realized there are too many to keep track of, because we just learned a few hours ago that the NSA detected a phone call between a foreign intelligence agency and somebody close to Trump. Now get this, a whistleblower says that Tulsi Gabbard, Donald Trump's DNI, who is very likely on the Russian payroll, blocked the agency from sharing a report and delivered it straight to Susie Wiles. Just think about this, somebody in Trump's immediate circle was caught giving information to foreign intelligence agencies. When that made it to our Director of National Intelligence, which is generally supposed to be a check on our administration to make sure they're not foreign influenced, the director of national intelligence squashed the investigation and just sent the complaint directly to Donald Trump's chief of staff. The reason I bring this up is because it is almost a perfect parallel, close at least, to what's going on with Renee Nicole Good. Investigators squash what is happening and only report to the administration. The thing that we need to understand is this is backfiring big time. Mayor Jacob Fry posted earlier, thousands showed up to remember and honor Renee Good and Alex Preddy. Minneapolis is with you, and we will keep spreading love. Let's read this article and talk about Kash Patel's involvement because they all need to go. Hours after an immigration agent fatally shot Renee Good inside her SUV on a Minneapolis street last month, a senior federal prosecutor in Minnesota sought a warrant to search the vehicle for evidence in what he expected would be a standard civil rights investigation into the agent's use of force. So far, that all makes sense. You know, a senior federal prosecutor issues a warrant, they're going to investigate if it was a civil rights breach, of course. The prosecutor, Joseph S. H. Thompson, wrote in an email to colleagues that the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension, a state agency that specializes in investigating police shootings, would team up with the FBI to determine whether the shooting had been justified and lawful or had violated the civil rights of Renee Nicole Good. But later that week, as FBI agents equipped with a signed warrant prepared to document blood spatter and bullet holes, they received orders to stop, to stand down, according to several people with knowledge of the events. The orders, they said, came from senior officials, including Kash Patel, the FBI director, several of whom worried that pursuing a civil rights investigation by using a warrant obtained on that basis would contradict President Trump's claim that Ms. Good, quote, willfully, violently, and viciously ran over the ICE officer who fired at her as she drove her vehicle. Again, this is straight from any authoritarian regime. The state kills a U.S. citizen for no good reason, and rather than investigating it, they decide to cover it up because they are scared of accountability. The most jarring part, I mean, there's many jarring parts, but one of the most jarring parts is that that same ICE agent was back on the street the next day. The same ICE agents who killed Alex Preddy were back on the street the next day. That doesn't even happen with police officers who shoot someone in self-defense. Even if a police officer justifiably kills somebody in self-defense, they're not able to just walk out on the job the next day. There are certain therapeutic requirements after you kill somebody on the job. So the fact that Alex Preddy and Renee Nicole Good's assassins could have been like walking past my parents the next day, wherever these ICE agents ended up being, is terrifying and should not make any American feel safe. Over the next few days, top DOJ officials presented alternative approaches. First, they suggested prosecutors ask a judge to sign a new search warrant. Then, they said that there are other ways we must be able to investigate. Several of the career federal prosecutors in Minnesota, including Mr. Thompson, balked at the new approach, which they viewed as legally dubious and incendiary. They basically just wanted ICE to investigate themselves. One final point that I want to make is Joseph H. Thompson, the lead who was going to investigate this, was the guy who investigated and prosecuted all of the Minneapolis fraud from a few years back. So just get this. The fraud in Minneapolis that was perpetrated in 2020, 2022, 2023, it was all investigated, taken care of, and prosecuted as it should have been by somebody named Joseph H. Thompson. He's very well respected and he knows how to conduct these investigations. Well, Nick Shirley, a MAGA stooge, then reopens this entire wound by making some BS video. That BS video goes so viral that Donald Trump surges troops and ICE agents into Minneapolis. Those ICE agents then kill two U.S. citizens, and after the investigations are blocked, the original guy who investigated the fraud years and years back resigned because he said he can't take this. Just think about that timeline of events for 1 second. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video, and peace out.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.